I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on the 2nd of August, 2016, with your host, Colin Gettis. Sick as fuck. Before we move on, let me just quickly mention our two sponsors. As usual, Beer 52 and Uber. Beer 52 is a service that is like a subscription service for craft beer. So you sign up, pay a certain amount a month, and they send you these delicious, weird beers to your house that taste great and also get you well-trashed pretty swiftly. I don't know what the deal is, but they are complete rocket fuel. You also get a free copy of their magazine, Ferment, if you're a beer nut, and usually some snacks, which is very, very exciting. The reason they sponsor this is obviously so that the listeners get some sort of benefit. I've basically teamed up with them to get you money off. So all you do is go to beer52.com, sign up, and use the code BANTER10. Banter as in general banter, 10 as in 10 effing quid off your first order, and they're going to send beer to your house, 8 delicious craft beers to your house with a tenner off, with a magazine and some snacks. So get on that, guys, beer52.com, and the code is BANTER10, BANTER10, to get £10 off your first order. Why drink any of that fizzy piss, guys, 18 tins later, and all you have is some sort of migraine? You know, get 4 of these bad boys in you, you forget your, like, siblings' names. Our other sponsor is Uber, the service that's slowly taken over the taxi world. It's obviously in its infancy in Belfast, that's why they came to me. They're like, here, Colin, why don't you give your listeners, who maybe aren't signed up to Uber, some sort of deal? And I'm like, all right, what do I get in return? And they're like, here, next to nothing, but sure, who else is going to sponsor your podcast? And I'm like, all right, go ahead then. So all we have to do, basically, is I tell you that if you haven't signed up to Uber, do so in Belfast. Okay? Download Uber, the app, and when you're signing up, you can put in the code, wait for it, very similar to the other one, BANTER15, and you get 15 quid's worth of free travel. If you sign up, if you're a new user, so there you go. And if you have a partner, you know, if you got a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and you're like, let's go out some night, we usually get normal taxis. None of us are signed up to Uber. All you have to do then is both of you sign up, and you both of you get 15 quid's worth of travel. So you could easily go in and out of a night out and have it all paid for. So there you go, guys. Sign up to Uber, use the code BANTER15, get some free travel. I'm sorry if you already have it. Also, this works anywhere across the UK. So go ahead and use that. And that's it, guys. Moving on with the podcast. Let's get stuck into it. I am sweating. I am literally sitting here sweating because last Friday I woke up like...
I woke up like this.
I didn't really. I woke up. You know, once you get out of bed and you're like, you know... Had to get up pretty early, so no one feels amazing the second they get up. But normally I come around pretty quickly, you know, like 10 minutes later, I'm making a coffee. I'm like, do you know what? It's good to be up this early. not this. I was like, I was awake for a wee while. I was like, I feel like shit. You get those days. I was like, I what the fuck? Like, my body was sore. I was like, what? Why am I? I feel like actual shit. And then I had to go to Belfast basically. On the old on the Friday there, and we went for a photo shoot with the wonderful Ciara McMullen, who had her fucking work cut out for her, trying to make us six assholes look good. And we went to the Ulster Hall, we met up there, took some photos, whatever. And then I went home after, like later on, they were all like, oh, I might go for a pint and all. And I was like, trying to act cool, like, yeah, I have stuff to do, you know. Did not, just went home, was like, here, I feel terrible. And it wasn't even like, oh, you feel the cold coming on or something. I feel like I have the flu, like my body's sore. You get that like spacey feeling where you're like not really tuned in. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. Absolutely dosed myself with shit the next day. But it's just, I mean, I've myself to blame because, you know, had a pretty hectic week. I was doing some silly shit, like, you know, went back to jiu-jitsu and whatever, which is, you know, it's like, if you haven't done that in a while and your body's got used to, you know, not doing that, and then you walk in there, you may as well just go in and, like, you may as well just, like, lick the floor in a fucking shopping centre or something. That's probably the amount of germs you're being exposed to. Not slagging off the facility at all. That's just the nature of the sport. You're just exposed to very close quarters with many people that you would not be used to if you, like, especially me, haven't been there about 3 weeks. So I go in there and it's just like, oh, so I don't know. I just felt like shit. I mean, like I said, I've only myself to blame because I dosed myself up on the Saturday and then went to someone's 30th birthday party where I drank myself fucking blind. So what I probably could have got rid of in about 2 days, I've now managed to stretch out from Friday till now, feeling like absolute discharge. Great guy, that's what I am. So if I end up coughing and shit like that, I mean, today's the only day I feel quite normal. The rest of the days I've just been like, you know, you take tablets and you go, oh, I feel alright. And then slowly you feel them wear off and you just feel like, oh God, that disgusting flu feeling. And then last night, because I wasn't really sleeping at all, and then last night I did sleep. However, it was like some sort of exorcism where I clearly sweated out every bit of sickness that I had. Because it was like, do you know your proper, like, you ever go on holiday or something, you're like, you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm so fucking sweaty in this bed and all. But this was like, did I sleepwalk, get a shower and just get straight back in the bed here? That's what it feels like. Absolutely drenched. And then woke up today. I was like, oh, there you go. I just have a wee bit of, say a wee bit of cough. It feels like tuberculosis, but let's not get carried away. I feel great. And like, you get a kind of sexy kind of voice like this, you know, sexy. So let's jump back to Friday when we're taking this photo shoot, which is just silly anyway, isn't it? You know, if you're in a band, if you're anyone else who's trying to, you know, be cool, photo shoots are a cool thing. You get to go, I'm going on a photo shoot. Not when you're six fucking asshole comedians like, what are you wearing? Are you wearing anything? Are you wearing a gear? Are you dressing up? And luckily we all kind of near enough wore just black gear, which I, sorry about this background noise with the cars. I can't sit here with the window closed or else it'll just be sweatbox central. So yeah, we went for this photo shoot, which was just awkward. And, you know, Ciara McMullen normally takes photos of bands. So there's six fellas there. It's essentially a band, really. We're not playing music or anything. But she was able to take the photos. And we didn't really have to do anything that crazy. Just stand there and kind of look cool. I would say the real art of a photographer, once the photos are taken, is just selecting them. Because, you know, it's not like a big setup. She'll be like, guys, you want to stand on these fucking chairs and try and look at the camera? And then she'll just go and take like fucking 100 photos. And out of those 100, one of them will be good. And then you change sort of position, you know, tops off, dicks out. So hopefully, I can't wait to see the photos, actually. They should be cool. We'll have a big wave of promo for the Ulster Hall. So that should be exciting. We did that. It was so funny because Kieran Bartlett, who incidentally will be playing Lavery's Comedy Club tomorrow night, the 3rd of August. The lineup is Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, me, Paddy McDonald. We keep on chugging on through the summer while everyone's away to the Fringe. But it was so funny because I have the same problem where I'm not great with heights. Heights fuck me up a wee bit. But it must be just very selective types of height. And I can't really explain it. Because I've walked into... I think sometimes it's maybe it's not even height. Maybe it's just like I get overwhelmed by the size of things. People dicks. No, but like if I walked into somewhere... I experienced it certain places. Like Dubai, when I was in that Dubai mall thing. You know, you're like... You're on the third floor of this thing, which is about 100 feet in the air with a glass wall at the side. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. You know, the whole town is so overwhelmingly massive that you're just like, Jesus Christ. Whereas in there was like, this is Ulster Hall. Like, it was almost like I'm familiar with it. I was like, I've been in here, sure. It's not that big. You know, you can fucking, you know, you would fall off that balcony. You're only going to get maimed. Nothing, no big deal, really. But Kieran, on the other hand, was like gripping the fucking, the banisters and all, like, oh my God, mate, I'm fucking freaking out here and all. He was fully losing his mind. Took a piss out of him a wee bit, but I know that feeling of like anxiety around like heights or something. You know, most people act like dicks when things like that happen. You know, like, oh, you're scared of heights? Let me shake the fucking escalator or the fucking lift. Escalator? Elevator? Why would I ever say that? You know, people get fucking weird like that. You're trying to cross some rope bridge and someone's like, hi, you're scared of heights, I'm going to shake this, and you shit your pants completely. I don't really think that's funny. That sort of cruelty type shit. Crossing a rope bridge. What is fucking Indiana Jones here? When was the last time you crossed a fucking rope bridge, you dickhead? So anyway, I was just like, yeah, just focus on these photos, Kieran, and we'll get you out of here. And line of the day from Kieran, who... is essentially an old lady trapped in a man's body. Is like, I need to get myself a wee bun and a latte. And I was like, that is just the most menopausal shit I've ever heard in my life. I'll slag him about that, you know. You can be scared of heights. That's an irrational fear. You get scared. You get anxious around heights. I will slag you about your lattes and your fucking... your buns, bro. I mean, I've said this before and I'll say it again. A man of nearly 30 years of age should not be drinking a latte with a straw. All right? And if maybe Kieran doesn't listen to this, but if he does, maybe you should let him know that. Just be like, Kieran, don't be drinking lattes with a straw, bro. All right? In fact, get a latte and get it in a takeaway cup and tell people it's a fucking, like, I don't know, something with extra shots in it so you don't look like such a fucking... like you're in the Women's Institute. Let's move on here, guys. By the way, fuck me. Speaking of lattes, we went into Harlem Cafe. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said the name. You don't really want... They don't care. I was going to say you don't really want to shit on someone's fucking business. They do all right. You know, me yapping about it now, I mean, isn't going to mean like no one's going to go to the fucking place. It is a great place. Does nice food. Nice coffees. Great buns. All that shit. Okay. It's a nice place. It's got character. It's quirky. However, we went in. They seated six of us. We were like, yeah, I think there's six. Five or six. So they put us in the big... There's a big fucking round table in that Harlem Cafe, like Game of Thrones style. All the rest of the seats are kind of small. They put us on this giant one that takes up all the fucking room. Takes up all the room in the middle. And it's me, Kieran McMullen. Like Mickey, Aaron... We're all someone else might have been there, I can't remember. Woodsy, maybe. We're all sitting there for ages. Like, they seated us, like, oh, sit here, blah, blah, back in a second. Here's menus. And we're all looking at the menus, and we're talking away. And, you know, I'm the worst for, like, reading a menu. Or, sorry, being given a menu and not reading it. And just talking shit, and then someone comes along, what would you like? And I'm like, oh, sorry, I was talking absolute bollocks there. But... you know, we're looking at the menu, probably just going to get coffees, whatever. Just talked a bit more, sat there, talked some more. And then it got to the point where, like, is there anyone knocking about here? Whatever. Not really. No, I don't know what to get here. Everyone was still kind of deciding. Like, I don't know if I might just get coffee. Mickey just went, right, I'm away. You know, because Mickey can't be in public for longer than an hour without needing to go home and have a wank. And that's not even a joke. That's more or less... that's more or less true. So... he disappeared. Even though we both had a meeting at 2 o'clock, which was hilarious. He just fucked off. So we sat there and sat there and sat there, and then we were just like, we have to go. Like, you can't sit there. And we're trying to get people's attention. Everyone was just kind of walking around, going behind the till, going up the thing. You're like, what's going on here? And we were talking a fair amount of shit, but we literally were there for 20 minutes and no one fucking looked at us. Not even like a drinks order or anything. We're like, do you know what? You can't really sit there for 20 minutes and like, and then just be sort of, there's almost like a bit of a point to be made there without sounding like a cock, but it's like, where else would you sit for 20 full minutes and not get looked at and then just be like, right, well, you don't really want to eat here right now. You know, when everyone else getting served and you're just like, right, well, we're going to have to just go. You can't really sit here. Because the food will probably be another 20 minutes and I'll just like, we'll be here all fucking day. So we just kind of got up and we're like, right, well, may as well just go somewhere else. If we're only getting coffee anyway, and buns, we could get that anywhere. So let's go. I mean, we're assholes really for sitting there for 20 minutes. But we left and the girl, there must have been some sort of confusion because the girl was like, was everything okay for you today? And Kieran went, oh, it just took too long to get served, sorry. And we just left. And I don't know whether, there must have been some sort of confusion. I don't know. But you can't really, can you? If you're waiting 20 minutes, you kind of have to just get up and go, don't you? You know, it's a cafe. It's not like some exclusive fucking, you know, cereal cafe where the queue's down the road. We're sitting in the fucking place after being seated, given menus. And 20 minutes later, we haven't been asked anything. I don't know. Just went on a full fucking rant there about nothing. Who gives a shit? So boring what I just said there. This podcast, like I said, is done with half an illness, so give me a fucking break. Hilariously, after that, I did, was actually supposed to have a meeting with Mickey, with this fella, and it was typical, slight communication problem. Well, not a problem, but like, I don't know, I went for this meeting anyway, and the guy was like, oh, well, we'll probably not speak with anyone else now that we spoke to you. And I was like, there you go. Probably a good thing Mickey went home for a wank. Leaves all the work for me. Thanks, bro. So he goes home. I kind of forgot about this meeting because we're sitting in Harlem Cafe for fucking 20 minutes doing nothing. And we get up and we walk out in the street and it's 2:45 and I just out of nowhere, I was like, I have a meeting. I had a meeting at 2 o'clock. What a fucking asshole. So I ring the guy and go round. And this is one of these ones where the guy had maybe just, he'd sent me an email. It's pretty informal. Oh, I would love a chat, blah, blah, blah. You know, sent me a Facebook thing. Oh, I'll send you an email there. Give us a call, whatever. And it's one of those things where, you know, I hate meetings with anybody, even when they're 100% necessary. But I was like, right. I was like, I'm in Belfast. It's close. I'll just fucking call around for a couple of minutes. And it was one of those, like, the informality of the email threw me off a bit. Because when I walked in, I was like, where the fuck am I? It was in the fucking Ormo Baths, which if... I don't know if anyone's familiar with Belfast or who the fuck listens to this, but facing the limelight is what was like the Ormo Baths. Must have been where like mingers went to get fucking washed back in the day. Some sort of spa type, swimming pool type. It was probably a gay sauna back in the day, was it? But it was like a fucking art gallery and all this shit. But now there's like offices in it, or maybe there was always offices, I can't remember, but... I go in this place and I'm like, oh my fucking god, this place is unreal. Walk upstairs, and embarrassingly, we'd sat in Harlem Cafe. I had 13 coffees before we even got there to do the photo shoot, and then we sat in Harlem Cafe, nothing happened, walked out in the street, and I was like, shit, I have a meeting. Now, I'm absolutely drowning in piss, like I'm dying for a piss. So I got to this place, and the guy's like, oh, can I get you a water or anything? And I was like, can I actually... Now that I've walked into this beautiful office, just go ahead and use your toilets right now. He's like, yeah, sure, it's down there. It's never good to arrive somewhere and need a piss, like, is it? It's just rude. So anyway, I had a meeting with this guy, and it was about some ad campaign type thing and all. So it went from like, oh, I'll call in, see what this guy has to say, to, all right, this is an actual fucking like ad agency that looks amazing and has a full team of staff. And I've arrived sweaty, needing a piss, given off that I haven't had a bun. Fun times, anyway. I mean, went home, felt sick. Next day, went to a party. Felt like death all fucking weekend. And that's really it in a nutshell. I mean, I really managed to wring out a lot of shite there about essentially nothing that happened the whole fucking time. Unreal. What an asshole. I tell you what being sick does for you, however, is with someone who has an attention span like mine, it allows you to really just watch some quality television. And I watched some documentaries over the weekend. First one I watched was the Jake the Snake documentary on Netflix. Jesus Christ. You wouldn't want to watch that if you're feeling a bit fucking hormonal. Holy fuck. It's basically, it's called The Resurrection of Jake the Snake or something. And it's about the old WWF wrestler, Jake the Snake Roberts, who, like many other pro wrestlers, his life kind of went to shit. You know, I know them boys are really busy working all the fucking time, throwing themselves off through tables and shit. And then you go, oh shit, I have to work tomorrow. But I'm in a lot of pain. So it usually turns to taking a pile of pills and taking fucking drinking loads and all that shit. And their lives just end up a fucking mess. And this guy was similar. And you know what I was thinking? You never get a wrestler who's like, how's it going? I'm a wrestler. I'm a pro wrestler. It's like every single one of them has to talk like this. You're like, my life's turned into shit. It turned into shit. And I fucking rented it. And then basically the whole film is an ad for DDP yoga, which is a form of yoga invented by the wrestler Diamond Dallas Page, who gets in contact with Jake the Snake and is like, hey brother, I'm going to turn your life around. And then, you know, when they start to get emotional, because that's what the whole documentary is 55 plus men who are emotional wrecks all talking to each other. Brother, I'm here for you. You could turn your life around. Oh God, the addiction. Meh, my father. By the way, the common theme through the whole thing is that most people's dads were cunts to them. Which kind of, you know, it's one of those things. Well, I suppose as any sort of parent, but it's, I don't know why it seems like people's dads always have a you know, like someone's dad isn't there. That usually causes trouble. If their dad is there being a cunt, that usually causes trouble. And even if your dad's there and there's something weird about the relationship, that can fuck you up too. You're like, there's a lot of dad behavior fucks people up forever. And that seemed to be the fucking theme with these two. Because eventually they go and they pick up Razor Ramon, or Scott Hall is his real name, who, when they showed the clips back in the day, I was like, check out the titties on this boy. Fucking physiqued up. And now he's just a fucking wreck. None of them can stand, you know, and they all get together like, my dad told me that asking for help was weak, and my dad used to beat me, and everyone's dads would come to them, and you're like, here are these giant men, here are like pro wrestlers, just years later, addicted to fucking everything, and they still won't shut up about their dad, and you're like, isn't it crazy how that just sticks with you for your whole fucking life? It's dangerous, scary, make you scared to have kids. You're like, what the fuck am I going to do to this kid that's going to make him lose his mind later in life? My father. Jesus, madness. But anyway, it's good. It's a really good documentary, but it's a wee bit like, we're going to, oh, Jesus. And then it does get a bit, bro, I owe my life to this man. Bro. Oh, bro. Bro. And just a lot of broing and hugging and old man crying. But it is fun. Like, you know, I love pints, but it's hard when you see someone who like, there's real addiction. Where they're like, you know, you could go like 60 days clean, lose weight, feel amazing, you know, be healthy, be happier, like talk like a different person. Like the clarity that they're talking in is worlds away from how they started. Just your life is flying compared to what it was 60 days ago. But you're still like, oh yeah, I would 100% just drink and throw that all away because you're addicted to fucking booze. And your guy goes, was it, guy Jake the Snake goes, 100 beers isn't enough, but one is too many or something. I was like, oh, right, that kind of explains exactly how I feel anytime I want a drink. No, not really at all. I would love to just go to the doctor someday and he goes, Colin, by the way, you can't drink anymore because you'll die. I would be like, no bother. Because I get, even I get sucked in way too easy. You know what I mean? Sun comes out, you're like, don't do pints. I'm like, yes, yes. Cut to next day. What is wrong with me? What the fuck is wrong with me? Watch that one. Anyway, the fucking wrestler. I watched a lot of documentaries about things I don't know anything about. And there were such good documentaries that I was like, I was almost like, I want to be a pro wrestler. Shortly after that, I watched the Iverson one. About Allen Iverson, the basketball player. Which was great. Just another extreme winner. You know, a 6 foot basketball player killing it. One of the best ever. And she was just like it had one of those, it was one of those, like, another fucking holding a mirror up to the fucking American justice system. Where it's like, oh yeah, he faces 6 years in jail for being involved in a riot that happened in a fucking bowling alley. And there was only about three of them got fucking convicted. And you're like, was there not video of him leaving the thing? It was like the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. You know, talk about the fucking, like, old school racism in America. Like, why aren't all these white cunts being fucking jailed? And it was basically, I think, just because he was a bit of a high school superstar and they knew who he was, that they focused on him a bit more. But such bullshit, like. But anyway, lethal player. Pretty badass, too. Like, walking around looking like a rapper when everyone was just dressing like assholes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was drinking water out of one of these sporty bottles here and forgot that I put lemon in it earlier, and I drank it there thinking it was going to be clean water and it tasted like Jif. Watched the Iverson documentary and then watched the program. It's called Last Chance U, which is about the Last Chance University, where these fellas were going, which was essentially their last chance to try and get into, like, is it like Division One American football or something? It's amazing, like, how serious they take it and how much support these, like, college football teams and all get. You would never get that over here. You know, even if you played for fucking Queens, or I don't know, what the fuck's a big team over here? Anywhere? I don't know. England, even? You know, what fucking team are you playing for where, you know, you have legit fans who turn out every week to watch fucking school kids play American football or rugby or anything? You know, you just don't get it over here. There's a woman in it, though. Me and Begley watched this together, and Maureen was there too. But there's this woman in it who is almost like the coordinator for all these football teams. It's just a tiny wee white woman hanging around with these giant fucking black high school kids. And obviously the thought is, I said to Begley, I was like, how many times has she just been railed by, like, four of them at a time? And he's like, yep, 100%. Probably complete lies, though. But she's obviously these ones have to, if they want to play football and get scholarships, they have to have good marks and stuff. And she's basically begging these fucking assholes, like, could you play an amazing accent? That real, like, deep south fucking accent. And she's like, do y'all have your pencils? And that's the joke that we pulled out of it, that she was just asking all these assholes, do they have pencils? Are you going to class today? You got a test? Do you better have some pencils? Do you need a pencil? Do you have a pencil with you today for your test? Do you want me to lend you a pencil? Just basically begging these guys, like, can you play? We're trying to get you a fucking scholarship so you can go to college for free and play American football. Will you please, 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 please just show up at this class? Because if you're really good at American football, we're going to give you some breaks, okay? We're going to be like, uh-oh, did I leave a test here? Did I leave a little copy of the test? Uh-oh. You know? And these guys are like, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to go die. I don't know. I slipped in. She's begging these dickheads, like, yeah, we're trying to send you to uni for free. Please just go to class. Fucking dickheads. But that's a problem with being really good at sport and shit at thinking. And by the sounds of it, it was all like English lit classes and all shit that doesn't even matter.
So run me through. Tell me, did you read the Harry Potter book?
I ain't read that shit.
Do you have a pencil for your test? Now tell me about the characters in Lord of the Rings.
You know, just shit that you don't really need to know about. I mean, if you're going to make them boys study anything, make them study, like, sports science or something. Stuff that they may pick up just being a fucking near professional athlete. Unbelievable. I've talked some pure shit on this podcast. News, what's even happened this week? Carl Frampton beat your boy... Wasn't his name Santa Cruz? He beat him. Everyone was going nuts. I wish I was just into boxing more. Like, I was up at that party, but I felt like pure shit, so I didn't stay up. Didn't feel like pure shit enough to stop me drinking tequila like an asshole. But yeah, Frampton won his fight. Everyone went nuts. You know, Frampton's on fire. Saw a funny picture on the internet. Someone like looking at a X-ray of someone's pelvis, and it says confirmed. Frampton did knock your man's bollocks in. I laughed at that. So I don't know what happens now. Like, does he fucking... Who's he fighting now that he's two belts? That's the thing with boxing. There's too many belts. There's no like UFC for boxing, which there should be. Which is like, this is where all the best fighters fight. This is where you're going to want to fight. Instead, you can have fucking 20 belts. 20 world championships. Fair play to him though. They got the McGregor fight coming up in 2 weeks, I think. It's on the 20th. That's gonna be fun, making plans for that. Stay up, watch that shit, make some videos around it maybe for the crack. Speaking of videos, if I ever get my fucking camera off these dickheads, let me tell you something. If you're a budding photographer / video maker and you feel like you want to buy some equipment from slrhut.co.uk, this has turned into Watchdog, hasn't it? Or like, what's that point? Yeah, something like that. Do you remember, fucking shout out to the throwback reference there, Colin. This is just turned out, this is me complaining about consumer services. I can't fucking believe how long it's taken for this camera to get here. And then I send emails, I rang them, they're like, oh yeah, it hasn't been, we haven't got it yet from the supplier, so we can't ship it. And you're like, are you telling me that if I had paid the 50 quid fucking express delivery that you offer, that would only be 2 days after when you get it? So I'm still waiting fucking 3 weeks? Unfucking believable. Like, fucking, they shouldn't even offer that. They should be like, do you want to buy this camera? Yeah. Delivery is free, but it's just basically whenever the fuck we decide we want to give it to you. And then I was like, right, I'm going to cancel this order because I haven't got a tracking number yet. They're like, you can cancel it and you can, it's like you can cancel the thing before you've got a tracking number. I haven't got a tracking number yet. Then it's like, if you cancel it for free of charge for a full refund, you have to do it on the day of the order, right? And if you want to cancel it before you've got a tracking number, listen to this bullshit. It costs you 8% of the value of your order, right? So let's say that's 10%. Let's say you spent £500 on a camera. They're going to charge you near 50 quid for you to cancel your order. Have you ever heard such fucking, like, criminal activity in your fucking life? Like, I'm going to have to phone these people today. And I'm already having the argument with myself where I'm like, you know when you ramp yourself up, where I'm about to go like, are you trying to tell me that I'm cancelling this order because you're not doing your job properly and it's going to cost me almost 10% of the value of the order? Do you understand how fucking criminal that sounds? You know, that's like us being in that fucking Harlem cafe and going, yeah, we didn't get served after 20 minutes, so we're leaving. And they're like, oh yeah, well there's a £2 per head seating fee because we did seat you, but you didn't get the order, so we still charge you that. Unreal. Unfucking real. So in other news, I don't know what's been going on in the world this week. I've just been lying dead in front of a fucking TV. I know there was a video of I don't know, who gives a fuck about news anyway? What am I going to do? Talk about more fucking ISIS beheadings? More attacks somewhere? And they just keep getting worse and worse. It's like children in a nursery have been hacked to death by someone in ISIS. oh my God. Sorry for coughing right down the microphone there. By the way, our bid to have me support Bill Burr at the Ulster Hall obviously failed. As your boy, what is this shit? What's this? Are looking for funny people to write spoofs news stories for our new online newspaper. Yeah, cool. Whatever. Sorry, let me get back to the questions here. Where the fuck are they? You bastard. Oh yeah, so basically I didn't buy a ticket in time for Bill Burr in Belfast. And I was like, everyone tweet Bill Burr so that I can do support for him so I don't have to buy a ticket. And fair enough, fair play to all of yous for doing so. that is obviously, in hindsight, not the way for that to work. But regardless, she and Todd was always doing support because, well, he said it was because they're on the same, what was it, promotional thing? Aiken Promotions for his show in the Ulster Hall. So, I don't know, he did it anyway. As if tweeting anybody ever got you anywhere. What can you do? So he did that. I was speaking to him. Seemingly it went well. Great times. Let's hit these questions. This is, for fuck's sake. Oh my God, with the coughs. Fox, Spirit of Fox. Where can a young comic start in Belfast? Seems open mics and clubs are rare as fuck. I mean, there was a bit of a boom there for a few years, and the problem is, it's just really hard to keep an open mic going, and there's a lot of factors. There's location, there's price, there's bloody, there's a whole pile of things that, like, come into play. I mean, the Pavilion on the Ormer Road is a decent night. But it's way up the Omer Road. So location has a lot to fucking do with it. I mean, you'll go in there some weeks and it's full of people, but it's just tough. It's just tough of where it is. It's every Monday. You know, there has to be some, I mean, it's open mic, so there should be this attitude of maybe it's not going to be great, but you do get the odd gem in there. And they used to do it where the headliner was sort of slightly more experienced and stuff. But I don't know, I haven't been down in a while. But your options basically are the Pavilion. And then there's one in the Sunflower Bar, I do believe. There used to be one in the Yardbird, which was really good. But they couldn't sustain that. It's just stick. It's just hanging in there till your night is established. Like, Lavery's does pretty well nowadays, consistently. And all it took was time, because there were some seriously shit nights where, like, fucking three people would turn up, and they were pretty fucking depressing. But you have to get through that and just keep going, keep going, keep going, because consistency is the only thing that's going to make it established. You can't be like, oh, we had a night, and then we stopped it, and then we changed the night, and then it went fucking twice a month and then back to once, and it takes ages to fucking establish something. That's the problem. So there are basically your options, bro. You could do fucking just regular open mics that are also music and stuff, or I know there's like Mixed Nuts, maybe stuff like that in the Black Box. It's tough. Go to as many comedy nights as you can and start one in your own area. You know what I'm saying? Bunter, worst job you've ever had. The job I enjoyed the least was the job that I thought that I wanted really, really badly. Which, if that doesn't teach us some fucking lessons about life, I don't know what does. You know, I did all sorts of shitty jobs, but then I was working a shitty job and I was like, I really just want to get into television production, because I feel like if I spoke to a producer and give them some ideas, they'd want to make my show. But that's not how it works, because if you're working at a place that makes nature documentaries, they're not going to give a shit that you make sketches for the internet. You know, so I got a job in this production company and I was editing fucking, like, documentaries about, what do you call it? Like, fucking, Stonehenge. And I was just like, this is some bullshit, bro. So probably in a production company. I mean, it's a bit like going, I want to be a musician, and then you get into a band and you're playing someone else's songs. It's that sort of feeling. You'd rather be playing your own. Oh, my chest. Evan, have you ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? If so, what's your favourite episode? Mate, does Pinocchio have wooden balls? Of course I watched it. It's my favourite. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to find a show that's more entertaining and funnier than that one. It's just so enjoyable to watch. The characters are brilliant. The format's amazing. They can't really go wrong. And it's one of the few programs where like the last series contains some of the best fucking episodes ever. Like that skiing episode is incredible. The fucking where they moved to the suburbs is incredible. What's the favorite episode? I don't know. There's just fucking. There's so many of them. That one where they're on the plane drinking all the beers is fucking brilliant. That's so fucking good. That might be my favourite. Not even joking. Just because we've played drinking games that and it's hilarious. Kaelin Lynch, is that how you say that? Going to Bill Burr? No, mate. Didn't get a ticket in time. Was offered other tickets for Dublin. But it was for the 4:30 show. Couldn't really be hold with that. I was kind of sick anyway. Then some guy offered me tickets to Bill Burr. I was like, nah, this was about an hour before it started. I was like, nah, I can't go to that. I didn't go. The only other option was Shane was going to give me a ticket, but I was like going to have to sit with his dad and Dave Elliott. And I was like, well, I don't like either of them cunts, so definitely not. Young McCann, what? Favourite sauce? Oh God, now you're talking my language. Probably sriracha. Move on. Yes, Colin, what's your proudest moment of your life and biggest regret you have? Any plans for doing a gig in Derry / Letterkenny? I could probably organise a gig in Derry. No problem. Letterkenny, I'll more than likely not be playing in anytime soon. I could organise a Derry one. See what happens. What's your proudest moment? I don't know. I don't know. I feel like proud moments are very, like, exactly, it is a moment where you just go, oh, look what I did. And then you kind of have to just move on very, very quickly. But I get, you know, you get proud of like stupid shit. You know, you could do a gig and go, that was a good gig. And you feel a bit proud of yourself. Like, oh, that's a good joke I did. But then the next day, wake up, it's like normal shit again. You're like, oh, it's away. You know, you could fucking make a video, go, oh, proud of that. And then just, it's gone. You know what I mean? It just lives and dies in a second. It's like, poof, gone. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever went. I don't know. Pride is like a feeling that you're supposed to have if you've like completed something. If that makes sense, is that right? That's how I feel about it anyway. Whereas I don't know if I've ever done anything and been like, nailed it. Don't need to ever do that again. You know, most things you do and you're like, I'll just keep doing this fucking shit. Biggest regret I have. Here's a regret. It wasn't a regret, like, but I wish I had studied some sort of business type shit. Literally, because you know you end up doing shit like comedy, and you're like, I'm gonna have to turn this into some sort of business, and you're sitting here like a fucking asshole, going, I don't know anything about business. I don't know, I don't really, I'm not a person who really thinks like that. You know, I might do a gig in Letterkenny and be like, I regret this, big style. I don't know, I'll have a word with the folks that do gigs in Derry and see if I can get myself up there. Terrence, saw you and your lady in Castle Court the other day, but didn't want to disturb and be like, all right, mate, funny podcast. All right. I mean, I always get shit like that where people are like, you know, or someone will send me a Snapchat And I've noticed, like, the day we filmed the fucking... we filmed the thing for 4 Star, me and Shane are sitting there, and this guy came in to get a pizza, and he, like, took a photo, and then Snapchat it to me. And I was like, it's way creepier that you took a fucking Snapchat of me when we're sitting in the same room for about half an hour than it is just to come over and say hello. Now I know that you were there kind of just fucking staring at me the whole time. You fucking weirdo. You know, so it's always less weird just to be like, all right, mate. And you go, ah, how's it going? Bye. Than just be like, I seen yous and I was just watching you for ages. Anyway. People see, every time I make a comment about being 30, people are always, Charlotte Houston, you mean you're not there already? Wink. I mean, here's the thing. I have a photo. We got photos taken the other day. And I was comparing it to a photo that was taken probably about 6 years ago. And I was like, I look the same. So, I've always looked 30. Which is good, because I've no hair, so that's not going to age. So I may look 30 for a long time. Until I look 50. You know? Rather than a lot of you assholes that are good looking, look back 6 months and be like, oh my god, can you believe I had a top knot? What are they even thinking? It's hilarious now that the only people that have top knots are spides. You know, it took that fucking long to drip down from hipsters that they're like, oh yeah, I just totally went against that. I actually have Peter Andre 1998 curtains right now. You know, and all these fucking... I like spides with a top knot. That is hilarious.
I met C. McGregor dating. It was fucking cool as fuck.
So yeah, hopefully I just look kind of 30 till forever. Till my actual face beard starts going grey, you know. And then we'll go for the sort of Jeff Bridges type look. DDP's papier-mâché face really hit me in the feelings. He's obviously talking about the wrestling documentary. DDP is the guy that's teaching all the yoga, and he definitely looks like he's ill. You know, he's just got one of those faces where it looks like it's made out of bubblegum. Unreal. You're not 30 already? Charlotte, fuck you. Gollan Kettis. So how jealous are you of Shane radio show supporting Bill Burr? I mean, this is me being trolled, guys, by someone who's called themselves Gollan Kettis. And no photo. I mean, go funny with it, at least. You know, get a wee fucking funny photo of me in there, maybe Photoshop it up. How jealous are you of Shane supporting Bill Burr and a radio show? I mean, fairly jealous of the Bill. I mean, you'd be mad as a comedian not to want to support the likes of Bill Burr. If someone was to say, do you want to support Bill Burr? I'd be like, yeah, 100%. The radio show, you know, if we were both competing to have a radio show made and he got it, I'd be like, fucking bastard. Not once has it crossed my mind to ever want to have a radio show. So I can't say I'm jealous of that. But fair play to him. I don't know. Well, I don't even know what it's supposed to be. We'll see. Server not found, you bastard. You fucking bastard. It's so funny that, like, today I got a thing from BT and it's like, yeah, you can get this new super fast broadband. And you're like, mate, you can't even get fucking fiber optic out in this fucking dump. That was a story from Mickey Hagney there. I can't even click on that, mate, because I live in the country and the internet doesn't even stretch down the fucking stairs. If you've noticed me get, like, audibly quieter, it's because my voice is, I think my throat's bleeding. So, and it's got a wee quiver in it, like I'm about to cry.
Literally about to cry.
Jesus Christ. Louis McLean, what is that, Lewis McLean or McLean? What the fuck, bro? Sorry about the cars in the background. You ever try baiting the baton with a dead arm? Who came up with that idea? I can't even move my arm, never mind hold my cock, fuck's sake. Yeah, I mean, everyone knows that when you have, like, pins and needles or a dead arm, it's not comfortable, you know? If you're trying to sling one out, you want to be 100% comfortable, you know? All feeling in the arms. I mean, it's not... You know, if anything, you're losing a bit of control and pace there if you can't feel your hand. You know, you want the arm and fuck. You want the arm loosened up like you're a baseball pitcher. Get the good action in there. Oh, God. What is this podcast today? Shout out to the sponsors, though. Talking about wanking. I don't know who invented that. Someone who's knocked out so many wanks that they're like, I'm going to have to get inventive with this. I remember watching something on the internet. It was like, here's how to make a flashlight by yourself. But it was like, they had a rubber glove. And then they like rolled it up in a fucking tile and then folded it back over itself. And then squirted like fucking lube down it. And you're like, oh, there you go. Fuck the old glove there. And you're like, in the time it took you to do that, you know, you could have at least phoned a prostitute. Maniac. Ray McCrossan, your perfect 10-person Royal Rumble with any celebs, fighters, wrestlers, living or dead. 10-person Royal Rumble? Oh, God. I mean, if it's all fake, you're not going to really beat the shit out of someone, are you? If it was a real, like, fight, you would pick some assholes that you would want to just punch right in the face. I've watched some wrestling. I don't watch wrestling at all, but I watched the wrestling documentary, so I think it'd be rude not to have Jake the Snake Roberts, you know, and just walk up to him and be like, your dad hates you. And he's like, oh, brother, brr. You know, kick his old knees out, throw him out the ring. I mean, you can't get away with that these days, the shit that he got away with. He would take a fucking, like a python out of a bag and throw it at somebody. You couldn't get away with that now. You know, and some of them were legit. One of them was a fucking reticulated python. You're like, and it was like, not a fully grown one, but you're like, give that fucking couple of years, that would eat a person probably. Can't get away with that now. You just can't throw animals at people, or else you get PETA on your back. And the biggest thing about PETA that I found out, it's about liberating animals. So it's not even like they go, we take you from a bad owner and give you to a good owner. They're like, we don't want you to have an owner. And if your life has already been fucked up by having an owner, we're just going to put you down to put you out of your misery. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, PETA? You silly, hippie, fucking hairy-pitted, smelly cunts. I'd rather be naked than wear fur. Really? Just put on a fucking t-shirt and shut your fucking face, you silly cunt. I love animals, except I'm so caring and loving. Hate my own face, though. Hacked it up like a fucking butcher's bench. Just to try and look better, because I hate myself and love animals. Assholes. Ray, I don't even know where to start with it, to be honest. 10 people. I mean, I don't know. You wouldn't pick real fighters, would you? I don't know. Just the full cast of, like, what's it, Love Island, or what's it called? I don't know. One of them fucking reality shows where you just have a pile of people and I just hit them all in the face with, like, a mace. How about that? That sounds fun. You know, the Made in Chelsea, the cast of that. Just shoot them all with, like a shotgun in the face. Anyway, Ray McCrossan, here. Heavy with the questions, Ray. Jesus Christ, Ray, you've asked about 12 questions there. Oh, my God. Human centipede scenario. With you, Mickey Bartlett, and Shane Todd. Who's the front? Me, clearly. Why would you ever want to be anything else? I mean, I feel like Mickey's shits are probably going to be the most disgusting. So definitely have him at the back. I would say, I don't know. Me. Let's go me. No, let's go. I just think it would be funny for Mickey Bartlett's mouth to be around my shitter. So I would go me, Mickey, and then Shane at the back. Connor Curry, do you think Stephen Avery is guilty or innocent? After the old Making a Murderer program, I'll tell you what, I just don't care, you know? Some people are just so thick, you're like, is it really going to harm him being in jail? Colin, you sound like some sort of Hitler-type Nazi. True, you know? Some people are better than other people. All right, I've said it. There you go. Of course I'm joking, but not really. But I don't care. You know, that other fucking brain-dead cunt is wee mate. Am I going to get to watch WrestleMania? What? Fucking knobhead. Is he guilty? Probably. Probably. Actually, I don't care. I don't know. Who cares? Jesus returns, but his only interest is going for a lock of pints. Grants you an eternal happiness if you take him on the sesh. Where do you go? I don't know. Where am I? Like, has it to be in Ireland? I mean, if you're going for pints, good old fashioned pints, is there anywhere better to be than in Ireland, really? Probably not. I don't know. You would just go like, right, we're going on a bit of a tour here, Jesus. We'll start here, see what happens. You know? Or do you go like, where do you want to have a pint? Like, in some sort of paradise type place? And then he's like, yeah. And you're like, listen, I thought you were from heaven. So why don't you fucking wise up? We'll just go down here for a pint of Smithwick's. That's probably warm. By the way, do some miracles tomorrow when I'm shitting absolute fiberglass and have a headache, like a bleed on the brain. Sort that out, Jesus. If you're any sort of dead on cunt at all, you'd have the hangover cure out in the open already. Mm-hmm. You mad shit, you. These are all Ray McCrossan, by the way. I don't, like, did you have too many coffees the other day, Ray? Fuck's sake. Stephen Nolan offers you a primetime spot on BBC for life, but you have to help him kill his enemies, starting with Mickey Bartlett. Do you rat on him, help him, but build a case against him to blackmail him into giving you his primetime spot? Sort the lad out. He's grand in a fight. Sack all that the BBC's full ahead of the balls. Tell Bartlett and two of you go rush R2 on him. I think this is the mystery of TV, because a lot of people think that, like, TV is the be all and end all. I mean, you could have Stephen Nolan's slot, you know, and all you have to do is buy a Mars bar and tell him you fancy him. I was talking slot as in his asshole there. I don't know. I would just be like, guys, have the show. The reason Nolan's TV show is popular isn't because of his time slot. It's because it's fucking, it gets the people going. You know, people lose their fucking mind over that shit. And it's, you know, it's just because he agrees with whoever phones in first, you know? Mm-hmm. If you wanted me to kill Mickey Bartlett, though, I don't know why Mickey Bartlett would be his enemy. I thought they were quite good friends. I don't even know if you need to go rush R2 on him, because he's not rushing anywhere. You know, you just walk in, strangle him. You know, is this a death threat? That's a new tweet for the week. Colin Geddes issues death threat to Stephen Nolan. It'd be funny though if they just got me and Mickey on Nolan. You know, just had an argument about something. So boys, I know you're comedians. Abortions, talk about them. Carl Ward, do you ever go back and listen to your older podcasts? Nope. I don't even listen to the ones I put up. I don't listen to any of them. I probably should, so that I can take notes and be like, how could this possibly be improved? I tell you how this one could be improved, by saying anything interesting and not feeling like I have fucking the Zika virus in the dick. Do I listen to older ones? Nah, just, I don't. They're probably shite though, unless they were good at one stage and then have slowly slipped away. I should probably do more podcasts with more people, but you can't please everyone. You know, I've done podcasts with other people in them, and people are like, yeah, well, you just stay by yourself, will you? So I imagine I'm going to have to do this podcast by myself, and then do additional podcasts with other folks. But I'm getting in, there will be vlogs and stuff happening. I'd like to get into the rhythm of just making something every day. You know, just every day put out material. Podcasts, some videos, some Snapchat, just every day do stuff. Terrence Patrick, do you like Kinder milk slices? Not really. It's like carpet underlay and fucking just fluff. They're disgusting. Saying that, I haven't seen one around in about fucking 15 years, but sure, whatever. Andrew Buckley, do you ever ever do drugs? Nothing crazy. I wouldn't be a big drug guy. I mean, obviously, you could drink, could be qualified as drugs. If in that case, I'm a frequent user. But I've never went near fucking coke or E's or pills or any fucking stupid shit. It's like, especially coconut, like, I can't control myself for fucking crisps, let alone coke. And also, if you think I talk enough shit now and don't fuck up, don't bring me around coke. Not that I'd do it anyway, because I'd definitely be the guy, like, you know, would just take one thing and die. That'd be me. You know, around a pile of hippies. Dude, just take one of these MDMAs. We had a wonderful time. We spoke to the stars, and I'm like, all right. Take one pill, dead. Yeah, his heart just fucking gave in there, big fat cunt. Unreal. Guys, that's the end of the questions. I just realised we just run out there. I'm going to have to cut it off here because my throat is literally burning. So, although it's weird because my voice is like clear, but my throat's aching. Going to get out of here, guys. This is an hour long. Normally they're a bit longer. So, I apologise for that. Let me do some plugs for gigs. Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow. As usual, the first and third Wednesday of every month. First and third Wednesday, and just so happens that the first Wednesday of August is the 3rd of August. What? So that's happening tomorrow. And then, of course, the only other big gig to plug is the Ulster Hall. Please get your tickets for that if you're thinking of going. It's going to be a special night. We'd like you to be there with us, guys. And it's weird because we've seen all the seats laid out and we knew how many tickets we'd sold already. And we're like, well, you know, you could, you know, not bad, not bad. I don't think you can get a seat in the balcony anymore. I think they're all gone, but still pretty cool. 29th of October, that's when that gig is. Tickets are $17.50 and they're six comedians. So it's going to be great crack. So get on that. Follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, all that carry on. Congas.com, all that shit. Death. And I'll speak to you next time. Holler.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.